All right, it's official on this funny clock, the official funny clock of the Vintage Sideman Nut. It is 14:45, and you have stumbled upon the Vintage Sideman Nut. So get all that old junk off the floor and on the bench and on the air. So this is Rick, N9RK, Delavan Lake, Wisconsin. And as often I do forget, I am forgetful. I am on the Yaesu FT-101, the Zulu Delta, unfortunately the one without the AM board, which I lust for, and it's going into a Clipperton L, and today I'm being ambidextrous. I am keying the foot switch with my left foot, so going out to an 80-meter loop, and let's do the spiel, and we'll do the eights, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the eights and wayward sixes and wayward zeros and all the rest of it. The Vintage Sideman Nut meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion, depends who's running it, of the Midwest Classic Radio Net. Now that's the AM Net at 3885 KC's. Now we operate at 3842 KC, plus or minus QRM. And the net starts here at 8:45 Central Time. This net is a meeting place for those hams that like old sideband junk. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, kind of like their operators. These radios are often shunned by the general ham populace. Now, our audio may be distorted. We'll get some of that, I hope. Our signals may drift, but we are not ashamed. The Vintage Sideman Net welcomes your tube type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. Other newer solid state radios must have been made in 1979 or earlier, here it comes, or have a rotary band switch, much to my chagrin, a few ICOMs, thus have achieved vintage status, and then they are okay to check in. However, comma, if you try to sneak in with a modern radio, you will suffer the wrath of the Net members, and it can and it will get ugly. So, take a minute to tune up those transmitters or transceivers, get on frequency the best you can, burn the dust off those precious sweep tubes, tune them up, and we will be back to take additional check-ins and do housekeeping, which I forgot completely about last week. But always tell us who you are, even though you know me and I know you, where you're at, and what kind of old sideman junk you're running. Tune them up. I'm waiting for Mr. T. Come now.
I'm pitying the poor with all the hammers who can't take a sideman radio.
1, 2, 1.
Wah.
Pity the fool.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Get up, fool! The timing on that one was perfect. All right, any other noise on the tune-up? Let's hear it.
WB9GQD.
A latecomer, WB9 Delta Quebec. Quebec Delta. Good morning, Gene. And you made it on the list. Was there anybody else?
G9KEU.
My neighbor down 6 miles away, who is slightly off frequency, which is a bonus for the Vintage Sideman Net. But maybe I'm slightly off frequency. Maybe I think we should think about that. So let's do the housekeeping real quick. I forgot it last week. It is the, we do have the website, vintagesb.net. We'd love to see your pictures. We'd love to see your mug along with the pictures of your vintage gear. We have a spot for recordings. The gentleman up in Oshkosh, I haven't heard from him lately to do the recordings, but we catch him when we can, and besides that, we got a spot for sales and wants, and we need to kind of purge that every now and again. So, you know, we're going to try something a little different here. We're going to go ahead and do the eights, wayward zeros, and wayward sixes. Then we're going to go ahead and kind of do the information that we're going to talk about. So let's, about December. So let's go to is it Whiskey Bravo or Whiskey Delta? WB0IQK. Mark from Ohio, are you still there? Mark number one.
WB0IQK, Mark from Ohio. And it's Whiskey Bravo Zero, India, Quebec, Kilo. Been quite a few months here, Rick, since I've been able to check in. The band just hasn't allowed it. Most of the time I don't even hear you, but today it's surprising my ear. I'm listening to a pretty good shape, so I guess we're getting into the favorable wintertime bands here. At least they have my fingers crossed there. So it's good to be in here, and we enjoy hearing all the vintage radios. And just enjoy hearing everybody check in. So we'll be riding along here, Rick Gale, and today we're on our Kenwood TS-511F. Yeah, it was 1971 when these came out, 1971 when they showed up into the U.S. Let's see, and I got the remote VFO for it. And it's going into a Drake amplifier, L4B, doing about a kilowatt today. Oh, it's, let's see here, a little report on the weather, 44 degrees down here in northern Ohio, so it's a little nippy today. I'm not sure what we're going to get up to today, but I probably will not even be going outside, just to be spending some time down in the shack here. So, Rick, I'll be riding along. Thanks for getting me in here. N9RK, WB0IQK.
Well, thank you, Mark, on the top loader Kenmore and the L4B Blaster. Thank you for checking in. Tell your neighbors and friends. Moving right along to number two on the eight list, a real eight, AC8FL. Good morning, John. Come now. You have reached or stumbled upon the vintage sideband net.
Good morning, I'm Rick, N9RK, and everybody on frequency. This is AC8FL, John, in Fenton, Michigan, about 25 miles due south of Flint here. Frosty one, 30 degrees, showing this morning, frost on the rooftops, but hey, the sun is out. It's looking like it's going to be a nice day. I think we're going to be mid to higher 40s anyway. Should feel better with the sun, and it's supposed to be dry and some more sunshine for the next few days, so you can't argue with that for this time of year. And Mark, IQK, great signal into southeast Michigan. Here, a good copy on you, and Rick, you're throwing a good signal up this way. So this morning, the vintage setup is the Central Electronics Model 10A Exciter with a 458 VFO with a D104 going into the 10A. And looking at the pattern on the Central Electronics MM2 scope here, the antenna setups, the link coupled tuner behind the operating position with open wire feeders up to a dipole about 40 feet at the center. And the receiver is the R390A with a Central Electronics sideband slicer off the 455. IF. So, and I left out the amplifier. Yeah, I do need to assist that 10A a little bit. She doesn't put very much out, so it's the Helicrafters HT33 kilowatt linear that's sitting below here, and it's best if it's not, if one doesn't have to move that one, that it does well at holding the rack down that I've got everything sitting on over here, Rick. So, anyway, thanks for running the vintage show here this morning, and we'll send it back over to you. N9RK from AC8FL in Fenton.
All right. Well, thank you, John, and you got me with the signal slicer. Love the Central Electronics and the HT33, the KW. Boy, I've got a couple of radios over here. Would love to make contact with that HT33. I'd love to have one. All right, thank you, John. And Rex, WA6GYC, what's on your mind? You have reached the vintage sideband net. Come now.
Okay, Rick, very good. N9RK with the vintage sideband net. This is Rex, WA6GYC, in Troy, Michigan, 20 miles north of downtown Detroit and 40 miles south of AC8FL, the Fenton flamethrower, as Steve-O calls him. Very good. Well, we got 43 degrees. We got sunshine and blue skies. And it looks beautiful outside, so we'll probably get a morning walk in before we tune into the Penn State U of M football game today at noontime Eastern. Really looking forward to that, hopefully with all the controversy about the stealing of signs, which I'm sure has been going on as long as people have played football. But in any case, we've got that coming up. And then the NHRA finals out in Pomona this weekend, so we'll be watching a lot of that TV broadcast from NHRA. And, of course, the Lions had a bye week last week, so we'll see what they can do today, tomorrow, and see if they can still continue their winning ways. Looking forward to Fort Wayne Swap next Saturday. Hopefully a bunch of guys will show up there. We'll have a nice luncheon as well. Back to you, the Rick, N9RK, WA6UIC.
Well, thank you, Rex, and thanks for the lowdown on Michigan sports and the Fenton flamethrower. I love that. I got to remember that. I got to put that down someplace for AC8FL. All right, we're going to take a pause, and we're going to go to our regular check-ins here in just a second. But there's been some interest on the tube and knob count, plus the vintage pre-79 stuff. Well, let's just say that I don't have a calendar in front of me right now, but I believe the first, it's either the first or the second, I think it's the 2nd of December is our first event for the month of December, and that will be maximum knob count. So now we'll clarify the rules a little bit over here. Now, I some people call them concentric knobs, some people call them duplex knobs. Depends what that pot is. We multiple in one, two, or three. You get to claim one knob. No soundboards. No soundboards with 100 knobs on it. They don't count. No push buttons. No rocker switches. It's got to be a knob. So, and the knobs you can count are the knobs on your transmitter, your receiver, your amplifier, your tuner, even your coax switch. You can count that. Now, I'm seeing guys are going to have a bunch of coax switches jumpered from one to the next to their antenna. But they will count. So, there will be maximum knob count on the 2nd of December. The second weekend that will be on the air, I don't have the calendar date in front of me. That will be a nice, calm, and normal pre-79 radio. So dig out those atlases and oddballs and even those dreaded aluminum box ICOMs with the rotary band switch. But some people that have the 10 techs, they will come on there. Third weekend will be minimum knobs. This was suggested by one of the board of directors. So the rest of the board of directors are going, huh? But he does get a lot of pull with the announcer. So minimum knobs on the third Saturday of December. Going back to the fourth Saturday in December, we're going back to the pre-79s. The pre-79s, again, you heard all that, so they get two opportunities. And lastly, since it is a five-Saturday month, we're going to do tube count, not knob count. We're going to do maximum tube count. So the rules apply the same as with the knobs. Your transmitter, your transceiver, your transmitter receiver. I don't know. You can figure out anything you want over here, but how many tubes do you got? hook it into your amp, hook it into, if you got something else that has tubes, put them in a chain. You guys with the Heath kits that got a chain of seven or eight different pieces of equipment, Nixie tubes will count. You got something with Nixie tubes, frequency counter with Nixie tubes, it'll count. So we'll see who's going to try to game the system. So let's go to the top of the list. N1KW, it is your nickel on the vintage sideband net. Come now.
Oh boy, Rick, what an honor.
Yeah, since it's Galaxy Month, I figured, well, I had the Galaxy 3 on last week. And by the way, this is Bob and Homer Glenn. And I figured I'd put on one of the more famous Galaxies. This is that GT550, the all-weather model. The one that was maybe 20, 25 years ago was thrown out into a field by an irate XYL of a buddy of mine. And we had no idea where, and he wasn't home at the time, so we had no idea where the radio had disappeared. And I'm sure everybody's already heard this story. But anyway, I found it about a year and a half later, laying upside down with its heavily perforated bottom facing the sky. So it had been soaked in every rain and probably filled with snow every winter snowstorm. But anyway, he gave it to me, and I found the power supply speaker also out there about 20 feet away from the radio. And it cleaned it up, got the spider webs out of it. Fortunately, the holes are small enough that mice didn't get in there and eat the insulation off the wires. But it survived, and I gave it another bath and cleaned it up. This was, you know, way back when. I don't think I've run this radio since the last time I had it on here a year or so ago, but... Anyway, a GT550 with a 1/2 cent Electret mic cartridge, of course, driving my old homebrew 4-1000 I built in 78, and the link couple transmatch, OPA 3-inch OPA wire up to the inverted V at 65 feet, and it's a beautiful morning here. Back to you there, Rick, N9RK in the gang, N1KW.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got to celebrate one other thing there, Bob. You are Bob number one. Bob number one. So, and you get the old sideband junk award today because it was old and it was sideband junk and you've resurrected. What do you think about that, Bob?
An honor that I will live in glory with all day.
All right. Well, we always got to have a number one, Bob. N9KTU, boy, I'm still true screwing these calls up. N9KTU, you're next on the Vintage Sideband Net, and I am N9RK. Come now.
All righty. Thanks there, Rick. Name here is Fred, and I am located in McFarland, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan. We have an overcast day, about 30 degrees out. Don't know if it's going to get any better today or not. But, hey, that's the way it is here in the UP area. So, let's see. The radio I'm using here is a TS-830. And that is running to a tuner, from the tuner to the amp, out to the antenna, which is ladder line. And it's an inverted V. And of course, I know you're waiting to hear this, the microphone is a 1/2 cent electric cartridge. And that's about it for today there, Rick. We'll say 73, so everyone sounds good. And we'll look forward to next week at 9KTU.
You know, it's got to be a conspiracy, Fred. First of all, you got a Ken Moore with a 1/2 cent Electret microphone cartridge, and I don't know how these things they bypassed me. I didn't wind up with any of them. But what's going to be, you're not supposed to do that into the microphone, but the next on the list is WB9EGZ. By some strange coincidence, is in McFarland, Wisconsin. So we have, that was not singing, you don't sing on the radio. We have Michigan and Wisconsin. So thank you, Fred, and take it away, WB9EGZ Dave.
W9JMK.
Okay, this is WB9EGZ. Good morning, everyone, on the Vintage Sideband Net.
This is Dave, also in McFarland, on the other side of the pond. And if this was an alternate universe, then my name would be Dirt. I'd be reverse of Fred. And if he's in the alternate universe, his name would be Evad. So just a note that we are existing in the same plane. I'm running Heathkit here, of course. And they got the SB-102 and the SB-200 amplifier and all the accessories. So I'm already starting to count knobs and tubes. It's going to take a while, but I'm sure there's going to be folks out there that'll figure out ways to increase their tube or knob count. It's always part of the fun of the event is who can game the system. So good to hear everybody here this morning. The band conditions are good, and Rick, so far November 25th looks good. If you need somebody to take the net, back to you. This is WB9EJZ.
Well, thank you, Dave, and W9JMK. You are on the list, whether you like it or not. So thank you, Dave, and thank you for being nut control. You can try to control, and I'm sure you're going to have some sort of maybe an ICO question for them. We'll see. Let's go to K9TNN, part of the dynamic duo from the City of Breweries. And let's see, K9TNN, please come down, Nikki.
Very good. N9RK. This is K9KNN. Nick, Milwaukee, half the dynamic duo with my partner Steve-O. Good morning, everybody. Rick, Gary, Clark, Steve-O, and Jerry that just checked in. Hello, guys, and anybody else who I haven't heard their call yet. And I know. Good morning from Milwaukee. Station here. Kenwood, 520, Plain Jane, SC-220, into 40-meter delta loop with a 75-ohm quarter-wave transformer payment with coax. Everybody sounding good. Signals from up north, Upper Michigan, excellent. That's a nice signal. Beautiful signal from up in Michigan. Everybody sounding good. We got a new puppy over here, so it's been keeping me busy. Annie Banani, four white toes and a big white nose. Got it 3 weeks ago, 20 pounds ready. She learned to do the upstairs and downstairs because I got tired of carrying her. So I just started pushing her down the stairs. Yeah, not really, but she's a fast learner. Things are going good over here. She's got a big smile on my face. And 3 weeks after I got her, I had to put my
one.
So, I'm a big boxer guy in Milwaukee. Boxers are us, we like to call it. And like you say, the old Green Dream Combination into the Delta Loop. Everybody sounded good. Let Steve-O give the weather report from Milwaukee because I do the beer report on 40 meters. He does the weather report, and I'm not going to change it here because we're about 75. So, everybody enjoy the day. Catch y'all next week. I'm not going to get in very good with the knob count. I'm only going to hit it with 22 knobs, and that's not gonna win the contest, but I'm in there with a knob count, so I pre-checked mine original minus, and if I can get something more in the lineup somewhere along the lines, I'll see what I can do. With that, that's it from me. Thanks for doing the net, Rick. Good morning to all my friends, and good morning to all my soon-to-be friends. K9KNN, back to net. Thanks, Rick.
Well, thank you, Nikki, on his usual gray and green machine. So we always appreciate his check-in. Somebody who told me, I think, that you only sip. Let's see here, the old-fashioned, not the whiskey old-fashioned, a whiskey old-fashioned you can kind of kind of gulp. But brandy old fashioned, you just sip. WB9AZA, am I correct? This is N9RK in the vintage sideband net.
N9RK in the group. Excuse me, WB9AZA. Jim here in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin, east of Madison. Well, I don't know about sipping brandy old fashioned. You can sip quickly, I guess, technically. Issue FT101EE today. Driving the Issue FL2100B amplifier. About 700 watts. It's a happy amplifier. About 700 watts on voice peaks. D104 amplified microphone. I really like this mic. The other mics I have, I can use on this radio, just seem to be sitting on the shelf ever since I got this about 2 years ago. And the antenna is a quarter wave sloper for 80 meters off the side of my tower. And we're kind of fooling it with a Drake MN2000 antenna tuner. So that's the story on the station here. It's 32.7 degrees outside in the shade, but it's going to warm up and the sun's out and all is great. And remember, today is, I believe it's the 52nd year anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, for those people who have done any boating on the Great Lakes, such as myself and, of course, several others. So back to you there, Rick. Thanks for running the net. N9RK from WB9AZA, over.
Over, over. Thank you, Jimmy, and the 101E. So KC9, Papa Frank Hotel, a convert to the correct side of the universe. And away from the dreaded solid state. KC9PFH, it's your nickel on the vintage sideband net, convert.
All right, very good, Rick.
This morning,
this is KC9PFH. Mike in Black Earth, Wisconsin, about 20 miles west of Madison. And the Edmund Fitzgerald, my goodness, but I believe it was November 10th. 1975 for the Edmund Fitzgerald. But anyway, this radio has really given me a lot of pleasure operating this. I've gotten a lot of good signal reports. We're running the Yaesu FT101 Zulu Delta, just like yours there. It does not have the AM board. It was serial number 9ECHO050428. Making it manufactured in May of 1979. As I already mentioned, I was a freshman in high school when this radio was new. So that's another thing, because that was a good time in my life, and that's another source of pleasure for me when I operate this radio. Knob count is 12, not including the amplifier, which would make it 17. So I'm definitely not in line to get any kind of award for maximum knob count, but perhaps I can compete in the category of minimum knob count. My FD DX101 Delta has 59 butts, but you advised me that there's no way we're ever going to have a butt count, so I guess that's not going to count. You know, I really enjoy this radio, and I found out something when I took the cover off of it, and that is that the cover is actually bent, and it's bent right around where the finals are. So I suspect that those finals over the years have put so much heat into the top cover that they caused it to be distorted. I actually have to push down on it to get the screws into the side. So with an eye toward making these finals last, I have acquired a fan, which it does not have at this time. and got this fan from eBay, but it's missing one bracket for the stator and three screws. So my friend Jim, WB9AZA, graciously sent me a complete fan with a bad field winding. I'm going to take this thing apart, lubricate it, and get that on the back of the 101, so we can make these 6146s last as long as possible. Anyway, that's about it from Black Earth. I'm driving the amplifier with 60 watts. It's an AL80B, getting about, 800 watts out, 850 maybe. That's going into a AT1000 auto tuner. Still got some modern equipment here, Rick. Anyway, thanks, and 73 to all. This is KC9PFH, Black Earth, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you, Mike, and we love to have those converts that have gone to the correct side of the force. WB9BGO,
We'll see what, if we have another Bob here. Let's see, is he going to be Bob squared or not? Come now, you've reached N9RK and the vented sideband net. Okay, well, I guess I am Bob Squared today, Rick. Good morning to you and everyone on the net, WB9VGO. Bob in Downers Grove, Illinois, and now this is as high up on the Bob list as I've been in quite a while, so I'm gonna savor the moment here. Anyway, running my old, well, not as old as some of you guys radios, but it's old for me. It's my original Drake TR-4C, still doing a good job here, running, along with it, I've got my RV-4C, it acts like an oversized RIT, but also has the power supply and the speaker built in, and my stock rate microphone, the 7075, and all this running barefoot into an inverted V, probably up about 45 feet. So that's pretty much the story here. I'm already doing the preliminary knob count. I'll have to do a tube count before the net that you have the tube count. But there's no way I'll be highly competitive with the knobs, but I'll give it my best shot here. So with that, back to you. Thanks for picking me up, and you have yourself a good day. And definitely all my gratitude to all the veterans out there. Back to net, N9RK, WB9VGO.
Well, thank you. You're like Avis. You try harder. But one of these days, you'll be Bob number one. I thought you were Bob number one at least once.
And thank you for the Drake TR-4C.
And thank you for the pat on the back. I spent 20 years in the Air Force. I've been out so long, I forget when I went in. It's been well over 50 years ago.
ND9B and November Delta 9 Baker. DX from Kokomo. I think this is another Bob. Cubic Bob, come now.
Okay, N9RK, ND9B. All right. Okay, Rick, well, let's see. Ooh, I just got back in the room. Had to visit the porcelain room there for a minute. Okay, well, here I am. I'm still running the green machine, the hot water 101, with the VFO stabilizer homebrewed and the digital display homebrewed, and going into an AL80B Ameritron amplifier, and then over to a 42-foot vertical, and let's see. Well, that's about it. Well, I do. I'm running an Ameritron ATR 30. Or wait a minute. Yeah, antenna tuner. Manual antenna tuner. And that's the setup here. I'm Bob, and I'm 50 miles north of Indianapolis, Indiana, in Kokomo. Back to you, N9RK and D9D.
Well, Bob, you got a good chance if you put all those heat kits together along with that Maritron. You got a good chance on tube or knob count. We'll see what happens, but thank you. You're Bob number three today. We'll see how many Bobs we come up with. N9KTU. N9KTU, are you there? This is N9RK in the Vintage Sideband Net. Come now.
Hey, Rick, I'm still here. Yeah, but you had me on earlier. You must have written my call down twice there.
Yeah, you're right. I do have you down twice. You almost got double credit, Fred.
Oh, there you go.
Well, let's go to the ears. And sometimes nut control. He's the taskmaster. N9GH. Good morning, Gary.
All right. Good morning, Rick, and good morning to the net. This is N9GH. Name is Gary. Located in Wautoma, Wisconsin, central. And today I'm running the Halicrafters Hurricane. I know you like to hear me say that one there, Rick. The SR2000 here. And the desktop kilowatt. It's doing about 950 watts out here, so I guess it's a kind of a cold day. It's not getting the full kW out. But, hey, close enough. And running that through the link couple transmatch where I'm transforming the impedances around to get the match up into the antenna. And I got something to say about that concentric knob there. I've got concentric knobs on this radio, and my concentric knobs are quite hefty. I mean, I got a 2-inch diameter concentric knob. So I don't know about this not having a concentric knob in the knob count, but we'll discuss that on email or something. But maybe I'll have another radio on for the knob count anyway. Anyway, that's the situation here. N9GH, back over to you, Rick.
Somehow that sounds kind of kinky, talking about how big his knob. I can't help it but laugh. I really can't. And high upon Mount Pleasant is WP2QLL. Hello, Pete. Help me, Pete. Help me now.
This is WP2QLL, right here in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, where the transmitter is a 17 knob, General Electronics 100V. Oh, wait a minute, Rick, you must make a addendum to that, because you have to come up with a decision on whether the knobs that a rig have to be on the front panel. There are some rigs that have a knob or three on the back panel. And do those count? I would think they should, but you should specify that. Some rigs have some kind of knob on the back panel. It's not unheard of. All right, and the HD33 brought back pleasant, somewhat pleasant memories. I was at Adirondack Radio in Amsterdam, New York in the 1970s and almost bought one. Just agonized over, do I want to get involved with what was at that time a really oddball tube? And the price was a little on the high side, but then anything in the store, as a hand, everything was, so cheap to buy anything in the store. Anyway. A good Veterans Day to those who served. Looking forward to the tube count. I've got a HP 5326A mixing tube counter here in the shack and the rack panel. So that'll be neat. I enjoyed the Friendly Fest last weekend and a couple of other things. A rummage sale that yielded a BK Precision 20 MHz dual trace solid state oscilloscope for $20. And the manual probes and carry bag. Happy about that. Rest of the station is a 5DX300 linear, Dendron
And Rick, just so you know, I'm still here too, N9WQ.
Yeah, I hear you, Dave. You're still there. So, well, thank you, Pete. And knobs on the back of the radio do count. And it's those that have pots, so you need a little holes on the side to adjust a, something on the radio. If it doesn't have a knob, it don't count. But knobs on the back of the radio do count. So we'll see where that goes. See, thank you for using up all the oxygen in Mount Pleasant, high up on the hill there. K9OA, if he is still there. K9 Ocean Alpha, are you there? You have reached the... Are you in a galaxy mode today? This is N9RK.
Yes, from a galaxy far, far away. This is K9OA, Clark in Madison. Good morning to you, Rick, and everyone else on the Vintage Sideband Net. I'm running the George Tango 550 once again with the matching SC550 speaker power supply console. Just running it barefoot with its pair of 6LB6s. I think that's right, isn't it? Yeah, 6LB6s. And so about, 200... Look at that, I whistled and I set off the smoke alarm. Alright, be quiet. There we go. And I'm using a Turner 250 microphone into the double bazooka at 45 feet. And I sure hope my GT550 sounds as good as the weather-beaten one that Bob and Homer Glenn was using. And I like the fact that its perforated bottom was facing up. Ah, there it goes again. All right, I better cut it short. Everyone have a great weekend, and thanks for running the net, Rick. NIRK, K908.
Yeah, he also gets the bell for the bazooka. And the, let's see, the galaxy far, far away. And just think how unshielded he is right now. He's setting off his smoke alarm. I love it. W9RA Adam, a man who has a fire extinguisher near his working station. The wizard of Northwest Illinois. And here he comes, whether you like it or not. W9RAN, this is N9RK. Come on, Bob, you're Bob number four.
Well, since you know who I am, I don't have to say this is Bob in Northwest Illinois, W9RAN. And in honor of Galaxy WRL Month, I have energized the world's only, two sidebands for your listening pleasure. The Galaxy, or I should say WRL, Meteor Model SD175. So here you go. Pick your sideband. And both the upper and, as Eldico calls them, the higher sideband. So you can have either USB or HSB. Anyway, we got the Meteor on the air. It's being energized by a Helicrafters HA5 DFO that's been on since yesterday. And the receiver is the world famous and chronicled in this month's electric radio, in the current issue, I should say, the Moseley CM1. So here we have the Oddball Double Sideband Station, and I want to say thank you to all the veterans, and we appreciate your service. Thank you, Rick. Back to you, W9RK. Vintage Sidebanders all. W9RAN.
Well, we get double sidebanded today with WRL, a meteor streaking across the sky from the galaxy. Thank you, Bob. Bob number four. K9FWT, K9 Fox Whiskey Tom. You're next on the Vintage Sideband, then, and I am N9RK. Come now.
Where's my bell?
All right.
Oh, yeah, bell.
In the Vintage Sideband at K9FWT. This is Ken in Cary, Illinois. That's 45 miles northwest of downtown Chicago. Rick, thanks for running the net, and thanks to all the veterans today as well. As usual, we're running the FT-101E with the unamplified D-104. We're running that into an AL-811, and let's see, into a 160-meter dipole fed with ladder line. The antenna tuner is an AT-1500CV PALSTAR, and some pretty good signals this morning. QSB isn't too bad, and you're doing good, Rick. It's always a pleasure. N9RK, K9FWT.
Yeah, well, thank you, Ken from Cary on the 101E, and thank you again for the pat on the back for being a veteran. Thank you. And I have to go back, even though I did it between stations. W9RAN did deserve the bell, and I do forget the bell, and he did remind me, but I'm going to give him the bell again in case he didn't hear me. This is for you, Bob. Bob number four, the wizard. Well deserved as the oddball radio of the du jour. Thank you, Bob. N9WQ, the infamous man for It's Always Sunny in North Fond du Lac. Come now.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning to everyone from sunny, beautiful downtown North Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. I'm on the Swan 600 Twins this morning with a PR40 microphone. So if it doesn't sound, robust or whatever, that's the reason. I'll blame it on Bob Heil. Although I haven't heard a lot about him lately. I know he was ill for a while, and hopefully he's doing better. Let's see, what else? Oh, I just had that surgery last Monday, so I'm kind of on the mends here. I'm just stuck in the house. The shop is closed for a couple of weeks, and I'll be playing around the ham radio crap here quite a lot. Do you have a question for me this morning, Rick? Over.
Yes, you do, bud. Well, can I ask what they took out of you?
Well, apparently one of the boys had something growing on him, and they had to go in there and cut him out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear. That's kind of graphic. Thank you for that, Dave. And yes, you do have a question. ICO 753, tri-band, sideband, AM, CW, transistor, transceiver kit, which also could be factory wired. But the kit, we wanted you to guess within 10 pounds, what the ICO 753 weighed. How about it there, Dave?
The ICO 753, I'm going to go with about 37 pounds.
Well, unfortunately, it was 25 pounds, so you missed it by 2 pounds, Dave. I'm sorry.
Did that include the power supply?
Just the radio, no power supply.
Well, you should have put that in the question.
Always picking on the announcer. Always picking on the announcer. What can I say, Dave? I screw up a lot. That's why they pay me so much for this job. So thank you, Dave, where it is always sunny. W9CBN, if he's hung in here for all this time. Mr. Milwaukee himself, W9CBN, Steve with an O.
Oh, yeah. We're still here, Rick. N9RK in the Vintage Single Sideband Nuts. You're very entertaining, Rick. That's why I hang out, man, just for the show. Of course, you got to be an entertainer for this particular net. And you fill in those shoes quite nicely, I might add. W9CBN, Sierra Tango, Echo, Victory, Oscar. Good morning to all. I mean, everybody. We just don't specify a couple of names. Been out here for a while now. I kind of figured that we are all pretty much the same family. Those I haven't met personally, I've heard you enough that I feel like I know you. There you have it. I want to say good morning to Pete.
Mr. WQQLL down there in Mount Pleasant. I had a chance to chat with him a couple of weeks ago, and we did some radio swapping. Well, not really swapping. He had a piece I was interested in. So good morning there, Pete. Heard you just fine. A little bit down the bay, a little bit, but I caught you. And my partner, of course, keying in, chasing the pup dog. Brand new boxer puppy.
Ignorance has no bounds. And I could ask another question, but we will wait for another time. KC9FYL. And if that's Fast Yellow Lincolns or Fat Young Ladies, I don't know, but I guess we'll ask John. Come now. You're part of the Vintage Sideband Net, whether you like it or not. Come now.
All right. Thank you, Rick. N9RK and the Vintage Sidebanders. This is KC9FYL. I don't know. Take your pick, Rick. I don't know if it's Fast Yellow Lincoln or Fat Young Ladies today. Maybe Fat Young Ladies, it's 22 degrees when I got up this morning. It was cold. I could use something to warm me up. Anyway, yeah. What else? It was good to hear the All-Weather Galaxy on the air this morning. I remember that from back in the day when Pat was running the net. He got quite a laugh out of that. So did I, as a matter of fact. I wonder if the guy's XYL is still picked because they got the radio going again. And let's see, I happened to notice Kokomo Bob got a really, really vintage sounding buzz on his audio. Sounded like something in the power supply arcing. Anyway, very vintage-y, I love it. And I'm on my S1 line this morning, barefoot. Isn't quite cold enough in the living room to turn on the amp yet, but it's probably going to get there. So anyway, thank you to all the veterans. And thank you, Rick, for being in the Air Force and keeping things all loused up. And thanks for running the net. That's my 2 cents. You can keep the other three. N9RK, KC9FYL.
Well, he got his nickel worth, and I got some change. So, yeah, on his S-line, KQ9J. KQ9J, you're next on the Vintage Sideband Net, and I am N9RK. Please come now, please.
Okay, since you said please, thank you, Rick, N9RK, and the group KQ9J Bob up here at Park Falls, Wisconsin, 50 miles south of Lake Superior. I lost count of Bobs. So busy counting knobs, I forgot about Bobs. I think I got to be like 5 or 6 this morning, right? Anyway, we've got cloudy skies up here this morning. It's cold. It was below freezing earlier. Now we're up to 33. We have had some precipitation, a little bit of ice on top of the vehicle that's parked outside, and expecting a high of 38 later today. This morning I am running my beautiful old Heathkit SB-102, the green machine. and driving a FB200 amplifier, another green machine. I love my green machines, you know that? I'm just kind of crazy about them. Microphone is a Heathkit HDP21A, which is also an Electrovoice 638. And thank you for letting me in here this morning. I appreciate it. Hope all of the vintage sidebanders have a beautiful vintage sideband weekend. N9RK, KQ9J, over.
Well, you are Bob number five. Bob number five, quintuple Bob. So, love you on your green machine. And by now, whoever messed them up, it's all been repaired, and now they're humming like beautiful machines that they are. Thank you, Bob. KC9YI, KC9YI, please come now to the vintage sideband at IMN9RK.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Rick, and everybody joining us this morning. Kind of a nice, clear morning here in Monroe, and name here is Scott, by the way, Sierra Charlie Oscar Tango Tango, Scott is the name. I'm located in Monroe, Wisconsin, that cheese capital, you know, down here in the southern part of the state, and was a little frosty this morning. It was pretty cool, I think, in the mid-20s. But going dust and the frost has melted off, and so anyway, running our KC first here this morning, the FL-101 transmitter, the FR-101S receiver, and the microphone is a Shure 444, running barefoot 150 watts through my G5RV at 25 feet. And, yeah, I didn't know it was required that you had to know how to count to check into this net. So I don't know. I started counting knobs here, and I think there's 24 on the front of these two boxes. But I didn't think about looking in back yet, and I'd have to get out of my chair to do that. So I'll wait until that weekend coming up there. I forget which one it is in December there before I really concentrate on the number of knobs there, Rick. So that's about all I have here. Of course, big thank you to the veterans that are listening today, and we'll turn back to Ned. N9RK from Kilo Charlie 9 Yankee India.
Over there, Scott, and yes, we do remember that it is the Limburger cheese capital of Wisconsin, maybe the United States, maybe the world, on his very rare Yaesu twins. KB9 Frank Baker, KB9FB, you're next on the Vintage Sideband Net, and I am N9RK. Come now.
Good morning, Rick. KB9FB here, Steve. Here in Madison, just north of Madison at DeForest. A little different setup today. I got the SB-102 on the bench doing a little minor maintenance, so it's hooked up to different accessories. I'm running it into a MLA 1200 Dentron amp, homebrew tuner, built in a Heathkit speaker box with the AWRL circuit ultimate transmatch. And that's running some LMR 400 up into a 110-foot input, M-fed wire fed up against the metal building. Well, I got a microphone. We got a Shure 450 dual impedance microphone. Kind of rare. So that's the situation here. Everybody's got good signals, and thank you very much, all you who has served our country. KB9FB.
Well, thank you, Steve, and love the dual-purpose microphone, so thank you very much. Going down way on the list is WB9, almost a late check-in, WB9DQD. Good morning, Gene. Gary, is he there?
I don't hear him.
Gene, WB9 Delta, Queen Delta, are you there? Well, I still get to count him as the check-in, but I'll see if I can remember to go back to him. Almost last on my list, K9KU, my neighbor from 6 miles away, the powerhouse of radios, Please, please come now.
Hey, good morning, Rick, N9RK, and the Vintage Sideband Nut from K9KEU. John in Williams Bay, Wisconsin. And boy, it doesn't look like I'm putting out too much power in the powerhouse here. I'm just looking at the meter bouncing. Maybe it's not on peak. Not sure. Anyway, good morning to you. And happy Veterans Day to all veterans. And thank you for doing what you've done. I'm running, it seems like the usual morning rig. It's the Collins KWM-2. And it's gently driving the 30L1 amplifier. It isn't quite doing the job it should. And I think I might be John number two. And we had some discussions about that last night on 6 meters as to whether it was better to be number one or number two. But anyway, that was the way the situation went. Thanks for running the net, Rick, and letting us have fun with all this old junk. N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net from K9KEU, John and Williams Bay.
Well, you know what they say, you can never have enough John, so I don't know. I think you are John number two, but I wasn't keeping track. So last on my current list is W9JMK. W9JMK, you're next on the Vintage Sideband Net.
Okay, Rick. Well, good morning to you.
N9RK, W9JMK here, Cary, far away, Wisconsin. Don't know what the weather is, but it's nice and sunny from where I'm sitting.
On the AWS-1 this morning, Rick. Hope it's close to frequency anyways. It likes to drift a bit. And that's going into a link couple tuner out to a 160-meter dipole, open wire feeder, and it's about 55 feet up in the air. I want to thank all the vets that have served. Thank you for your service. And thank you, Rick, for running the net. Haven't checked in very much because I'm usually not up, but on my way over to Steve-O's and see what's going on over there. So thanks again, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. Back over to you, Rick. Oh, and the audio of the D104 receiver is a 75A4. Back over to you and Annette.
N9RK. Thanks for getting me in here.
W9AMK.
Well, I would be asleep too, or at least lazing around if I wasn't down here. So thank you for coming down and checking in. That was the last of the list. Is there anyone else who would like to be a late check-in on the Vintage Sideband Net? Please come now.
Kilowatt 9 Ocean, Victor Charlie.
November 9 Delta, Golf.
K9OVC and N9DG, another board of directors member. K9OVC, it's your turn on the Vintage Sideband Net. Tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Come now.
Yeah, this is K9OVC. Good morning, Rick. Name is Chuck. I'm in Merrillville, Indiana. I'm running the KWM-2A and driving a 30S1 amplifier using open wire feed line to a doublet antenna paired with open wire feed line. And I'm running the kilowatt match box. So N9RK, K9OVC.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chuck, you got a good chance of being a contender on the knob count or the tube count. So thank you, Chuck. N9DG, Mr. Solid State, a legally solid state. Hello, Dwayne. Come now.
Yeah, good morning, Rick, and the rest of the net, whoever's still around yet. Name here is Dwayne, North Freedom, and we're once again running the Corsair 2, doing about 80 or 90 watts out to a pretty sad-looking dipole out in the woods, and that's being fed through a Heathkit SA2060 tuner. So, yeah, well, good enough this morning. I was kind of listening along. I was kind of catching some stuff on 6 meters there, and lo and behold, I managed to bag South Africa on 6 meters this morning, so that's why I didn't get in here earlier. Nice long haul there. And being typical 6 meters, the opening was there and gone between 5 and 10 minutes. Typical 6 meters. Anyway, back to that. N9RK, N9DG.
All right. Well, thank you, Dwayne. And we will be having on the third week in December, we will have minimum knobs as opposed to the first week, which will be maximum knobs. So we'll see who comes up with two knobs or whatever. All right. Thank you, Dwayne. Anybody else for the Vintage Sideman net before I pull the plug?
Kilo Charlie 9, Papa Foxtrot Hotel with a recheck.
KC9 Papa Foxtrot Hotel recheck. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rick, there was something I forgot to mention, and it has to do with Veterans Day. A very good friend of mine and the eldest son of a former co-worker served in Desert Storm, and when he was there, he blew up a lot of stuff, and in later years, he developed epileptic seizures. We think it was probably because of that, the stuff that he was exposed to over there. And last month, unfortunately, he decided to take his own life. And I just wanted to honor his memory by mentioning it on the net. This is KC9PFA.
All right. Well, thank you for the remembrance. I'm sure he will appreciate it. So, all right. That was the last bit of info on the Vintage Sideband net for this week. My call is N9RK, and I say 73 to all, and to all a good day.